short listen to this piece of history.
A paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
is this scripted? I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights paneling brain damage.
Who is it?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places. And he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
That was an accident.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Initially sentenced to death, but then after several failed attempts to the Supreme Court of having a freaking sense of humour, the decision by the anti-comedy fanatics in station management was overturned, and now I, David M. Green, bring you the show Radio Adelaide didn't want you to hear, Pow Wow. Joining me this evening, making it happen, are my close personal friends and former brain-damaged co-host, Nathan Sharrod.
Pleasure to be here, David.
And Nick Godfrey.
I'll be doing my bit to keep this show comedy-free.
Thank you. Nathan, have you heard the show before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
Oh, well, you're going to hate it.
I'm a powwow virgin.
Oh, okay. Well, I could say something inappropriate.
I was hoping you would.
How are you? I see you may have overcome your brain damage.
No, not quite yet, but I'm close.
Nick?
Hi.
Hello. All right. Well, it is the last powwow for the year. Of course, I'll be back next week, but tonight we will be taking a bit of a nostalgic look back of sorts on the year that was 2007, in more ways than one. So that's two ways that we're going to be looking back. For those of you who still haven't done your Christmas shopping, well, seeing as though it's Boxing Day, I'd say it's long past the time for excuses. But if you remain tuned to 101.5 FM, we will have all the answers to your problems, assuming you like robots. Also, That Sexist is back.
That's sexist!
Yes. Also, some obscure 80s new wave music from Naked Eyes, Yazoo, and actually, a song by you, Nathan.
Yeah, that's right.
Is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But all that, and slightly less because the intro is out of the way, still to come on the show that's trying to play every single Devo song with the exception of Whip It, because, let's face it, that song's run its course, in my opinion. Bow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5. FM. Hi, I'm Radio's David M. Green. You might recognize my voice from the program that's on right now. Oh yes, and you're listening to Power. Sorry, I just really like the sound of my own voice. Power!
That's right, it's Christmas time again. A time to put aside family differences and stop arguing about forgotten dance recitals and who cheated on who, and just enjoy the festive season. Unless you have kids. In which case, you'll still be looking for that last-minute Christmas gift for the child who has everything. Well, we here at Pow Wow Toy and Munitions Manufacturers have the ideal gift idea for you. The toy everyone's talking about this year is David M. Greenbot. Now you can enjoy a scale replica of everybody's third favourite community radio broadcaster, Radio's David M. Green. David M. Greenbot comes with a genuine patented David M. Green outfit, consisting of black dress pants and a Trent Nathan collared shirt, ideal for impressing the middle-aged women working at the supermarket. David M. Greenbot also says over 17 exciting phrases, such as...
I'm Radio's David M. Green.
As well as...
Did I tell you I've interviewed Sean McAuliffe and Tony Martin?
And, due to a mix-up at the factory, David M. Greenbot now speaks fluent Albanian. But hurry! Stocks of David M. Greenbot are severely limited. Order your David M. Greenbot today, and you'll also receive a miniature 1986 Toyota Corolla Seeker. Ideal for when your David M. Greenbot needs to drive to the radio station due to Adelaide's appalling public transport system. David M. Greenbot is available now for the low price of $179.95. Isn't that right, David M. Greenbot?
Prashnet, Minyakong Tekanduang Obuyacha Milisho Gunatinis Gurgan.
Yeah, that's right. David M. Greenbot may contain asbestos.
And don't doubt the usefulness of that asbestos. It stops the David M. Greenbot from bursting into flames spontaneously, which I believe was the fatal flaw in the design of the ill-fated Godfrey bot. Can you verify that, Nick Godfrey?
Oh, you don't want one of those.
Yeah.
Not for kids.
So it's an adult toy.
You could put it that way.
Right. Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just there, earlier we had Devo with Pink Jazz Trances from their latest album, which is 18 years old. Nathan Sherrod is here. Have a round of applause.
Yeah. Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Not great, but I'm pretty good.
Did you have a good Christmas and etc.?
Yes, I was a good boy this year, so I got all the presents I wanted and no coal.
All right. What if you wanted coal?
I would have got it because I was good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you can't lose.
Yeah, that's right.
Nick Godfrey, welcome.
Hello. It's always a pleasure being here on Pow Wow.
We have a small studio audience that, at my command, will applaud or boo.
Mm. Point a gun at them, they'll do whatever.
So you guys have been both well? No ill health at all?
No, I'm not Jim Robinson tonight, so I'm A-OK.
That's good to hear. I wish I could say the same myself, because I was quite sick. About 2 weeks ago, to the day, almost to the very hour, just before Pow Wow 2 weeks ago, I started to feel really sick, and I forced myself to do the show, so it was okay. But then the Thursday, I was quite sick. I had a headache for like 5 straight days, and I eventually found out what I had. But I thought it's convenient because this is my radio show and
short on material.
Yeah, short on material, and I don't get sick very often, so it's like this is probably the sickest I've been in about a decade.
That's noteworthy.
That's like Bruce Willis from Unbreakable or something.
Except I actually got sick.
True. Yeah,
and I'm not a cartoon comic book superhero either.
Yeah.
Or am I?
Minor differences.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought it would tie in well with this segment that I had in mind, a segment called What's That Illness? Right. And I basically just list the symptoms that I actually had, and then you two can attempt to guess.
Can we Google it?
Well, there aren't any computers in here, so.
Damn.
I guess not.
Okay, we'll have to use our minds.
All right.
I can use the microchip in my brain.
Right.
The CIA put it there.
I'm sure they did.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I absolutely believe they'd be interested in putting a chip in specifically your brain, Nick.
Oh, let's face it, it's a gold mine up there.
And now the segment I like to call What Is That Illness? Diagnose this. Ow! Oh, there is an arrow in my back.
Diagnosis? You've been shot with an arrow. Is that how the segment works?
Almost. I haven't listed my symptoms yet. I'll list my symptoms.
So the first symptom is shot in the back with an arrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not related to the illness, though.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'll erase that from my memory bank.
Okay, the illness that I have had consisted of these symptoms, which include a headache for 5 straight days, high temperature, sore throat, sore joints, sore eyes, blocked nose, fatigue, dry mouth, impotence, spot-like rash on my torso and upper legs, tinea, although I think that's unrelated, feeling faint, and indeed I came close to fainting, but I got down on the ground and prevented it. No vomiting, though, which I got that to be thankful for, because I'm actually going for a record. I don't know if I've told you this before. I haven't thrown up since 1998. I'm trying to go for the Jerry Seinfeld 13-year record. It probably says more about my shoddy gag reflex, though.
David, I know radio's thirsty work. Why don't you wash away your thirst with this, ice-cold cup of Ipecac?
I'll save it for later.
All right.
I've seen the Family Guy clip. It's on YouTube. Nasty stuff. But anyway, Nick, Nathan, can you diagnose this? Any ideas what all those symptoms could amount to?
Leprosy.
Leprosy? Sorry.
Who made you a doctor?
The AMA.
Oh, really?
Put a gun to their head, they will do anything.
Dr. David Green.
Yeah, my mum knows Brendan Nelson.
So they're among us here in the studio audience then. Are you just pointing a gun at everyone?
They're all around me.
Enough with the sexual jokes.
Right.
Is it the bird flu, David?
No.
Obviously it's not a real illness.
Well, yes it is. You have unlimited guesses, so would you like to try again? Oh, not really.
Diabetes?
No.
Is it the AIDS?
No, although symptoms probably would include those sorts of things.
Well, is it the brain damage?
No, all right, you're probably never going to get it, so I might as well just reveal to you that it is...
Mesothelioma.
No. No. It is, and according to this public health alert, aseptic meningitis due to enterovirus. Real illness. I've got a public health alert from the Government of South Australia Department of Health, which is the Communicable Disease Control Branch, which is very convenient. And I'd just like to draw something to everyone's attention to do with aseptic meningitis. Transmission is via the respiratory and fecal-oral routes, and patients are most infectious during the first week. The virus may persist in stools, however, for several weeks. Good hygiene principles, particularly hand washing, may help to limit transmission. So take that on board.
I'll be careful.
Yeah, just stay away from my stools would be my advice to you.
A word of advice for you, David.
Yes?
Given your love of intravenous drug use and also unprotected sex, I'd advise you to probably get checked for the AIDS anyway.
Okay, well...
because you can never be too careful.
Well, the impotence kind of prevented anything from happening there.
Okay.
What about you guys? You get sick often? I mean, I know you're very sick individuals, but...
Only
medical.
When I come on the power, David. Only when I come on the power.
How about you, Nathan?
No, I haven't been sick for a long time.
Well, that's something to be thankful for. Have a round of applause.
Thank you.
All right, probably time for a song now.
Yes.
This next song is by you, Nathan.
Oh, is it?
It's by Nathan Sherrod. It's called Happy Time.
Yes.
Which I believe you recorded many years ago.
Yes.
And there's a funny story about that. Would you like to explain it for the folks at home?
Oh, absolutely. The story is funny, and it's about the song.
Well, that's quite vague, but I can't really fault you on the accuracy there.
Mm. Well, I am an accurate person. I go for the specifics.
Right. Yeah, I am, sure. I should probably explain this, because obviously Nathan can't. But, all right, back in late 99, early 2000, you, Nate, me, and... Nick Godfrey, who's also here, he's eating an apple.
Not eating, just observing.
All right. Keeping the doctor away, obviously.
Mm, no worms in this one.
All right. Well, about 7-8 years ago, we rigged the SAFM Top 40 Australia countdown.
I remember that.
Take 40 Australia. So that the regular song was, in fact, replaced with Nathan's song.
The one I made, yes.
And conveniently, I taped it off the radio. This is a genuine clip of SAFM from the early 2000, I think.
How did you rig it, David?
How did we rig it?
Yeah, well, of course, if you recall, we had a series of dummy phone calls, callers, and computer virus.
Did it involve the microchip in my brain?
Quite possibly.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. Surely you would know that of all people.
I don't remember anything anymore. Every day's a clean slate, but that's another story.
Maybe that's when the microchip was put into his brain.
So without further stumbling over ourselves and stalling for time, here is Nathan Sherrod with Happy Time in the context of a clip I taped off the radio 8 years ago.
Come on and let me out.
So bright, like your intelligence.
We left the beach, we had an ice cream each.
What a golden gay time we had. So sticky.
Happy time, happy time. Sunshine, sunshine. Daffodils, daffodils. Fun time, fun time. Happy time, happy time. Sunshine, sunshine. Ice cream, ice cream. Fun time, fun time.
I'm so happy.
We were looking at the moon. It ended up too soon.
Stars are shiny. My eyes hurt.
It was really bad.
Your teeth. I'll get the knife.
We watch movies all night, then you turn off the light.
I watch you while you sleep. I take photos.
We have happy times together. Let's be special friends forever.
Mummy says you're not real. Then daddy cries.
Happy time, 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 happy time.
What it all means? I mean, DB Magazine, what does it mean? A free fortnightly publication for Adelaide and all of South Australia that features everything you could possibly want to know about film, dance, music, the arts, special events, gig guides, the list is endless. And it's called DB. What does it mean? What? Dudes and babes, dishevelled bogans, dodgy...
It doesn't matter. For everything that's happening in Adelaide and SA, DB Magazine, a proud sponsor of Radio Adelaide.
Dumb bunnies? I mean, really?
Where are we, Claire?
Clayton, remember you wanted to check out the inner workings of songwriting?
Yeah?
Well, here we are inside a songwriter's mind. This is Soursop Bob's brain. Watch out for that Mazda 323.
Who are all those girls?
Clayton, there's some questions you just shouldn't ask.
Hello, my name's Soursop Bob, and I'll be one of the many songwriters on Songcatcher.
Songcatcher. Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, Monday nights at 9 p.m.
Pow Wow, the show Radio Adelaide management didn't want you to hear.
Hi, I'm David M. Green, the brain father of Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we heard Nathan Sharrett with Happy Time in a clip I taped off the radio back in the year 2000 after we rigged the vote count for most requested song for that week. Ironically, the song Happy Time taking the place of the rightful number one song, which back in February 2000 was still Eiffel 65 with Blue.
Now that is irony!
Indeed. Nick, Nathan, you are still here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not without trying to escape.
You locked the doors, damn you.
I have my gun.
You have a license for that?
Oh, no. Mm. Dance.
Harder to track.
Of course, you and I know each other, well, we knew each other beforehand anyway, but we did a show called Brain Damage, which was on Radio Adelaide March to May 2007. Good times. Let's reminisce. Yeah. Oh, that time, yeah. We're excluding the listener here. I brought the original promo for Brain Damage. Let's reacquaint the listener with the show that was.
Ow! Ow!
Matty B, what are you doing?
I'm trying to give myself brain damage!
You know, Matt, now there's an easier way.
That's right, Nick. Now on Radio Adelaide, it's Brain Damage!
It's a comedy variety show so groundbreaking and outrageous, it'll leave listeners aghast and a-dancing.
Are there sketches?
Of course there are! So tune in to Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM Friday nights at midnight.
It's mind-numbing japery,
allegedly. Yes, it certainly was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've also brought an ID that was very special, my personal favourite, and it sounded a little something like this.
This
sacred ground between Radio Adelaide's prestigious Albanian program.
Përshëndet, më një këngë të kënduar nga Bojaça Mili, shokun e tij Nest Gürgen.
And overnight BBC.
The Libyan system was not very different from that of the other Arab autocracies.
If this isn't brain damage, I don't know what is.
That makes a good point there. The Libyan system was very different, was not very different from that of the Arab autocracies. Yeah, I remember that report well. Nathan, Nick, I'll start with you. Do you have any specific memory from the days of brain damage that stands out particularly?
David, do I ever? Nathan's wolf.
Oh yes.
I miss my wolf.
Explain, what happened? You had a pet wolf.
Yeah, I brought it into the studio and sometimes it would go awry and dancing.
Do you know what happened to it?
Well, I don't know actually. Since the show finished, I haven't seen it since, and I miss the fella.
Well, you know, I've got a special surprise for you, Nathan.
What?
Because this is the last show of the year, and it's because you and I and Nick and another guy called Matty B, who isn't actually here. We haven't heard from him in about 9 months. I think
maybe
he was,
the wolf ate him.
Possibly.
Drug overdose.
Or maybe they're living together somewhere.
Slight continuity problem with what we're about to play. But
decapitated by a high-speed car accident.
But, you know, obviously because it's a nostalgic look back, I believe the BBC's own David Legg flew into Adelaide and conducted a special investigation into the origins and current whereabouts of your wolf, Nathan.
Wow.
Would you be interested in, you know, finding out whatever happened to Wolfie?
Definitely, definitely.
All right. Here is the BBC's David Legg.
Good evening, I'm David Legg, and welcome to tonight's feature investigative journalistic report. I'm reporting to you from Adelaide, Australia, at a small community radio station known simply by volunteer broadcasters as The Radio Station, more specifically by some people as Radio Adelaide, and broadly by most other people as, sorry, I'm not familiar with that particular radio station. Radio Adelaide is quite the menagerie, with a proud and rich showcase of animal history, as these stock sound effects quite clearly demonstrate. Some more popular Radio Adelaide animals include the moose from Black Market Radio, Radio Adelaide's own The Rocking Rooster, music coordinator Cat McGuffey, and the Radio Adelaide dog, to name but a few. However, tonight we delve into the mysterious legend that is the lesser-known wolf of Radio Adelaide's Nathan Sherrard. Nobody knows the current whereabouts of Nathan's wolf. However, what is known is that when Nathan first brought his wolf to the radio station with him, it developed not only a mass thirst for human blood, but a bloody thirst for mass media. And since its radio debut in March of 2007, Nathan's wolf has been running laps in the media circuit, leaving a myriad of metaphorical paw prints all over the Australian entertainment industry. But how did all of this begin? Well, back in March 2007, Nathan Sherrard comprised 25% of the popular hosts of Radio Adelaide's comedy show, Radio Adelaide's finest comedy show, Brain Damage. Miraculously, a rare recording of the wolf's first appearance on Brain Damage, dated March 24th, 2007, survives today. Let's have a listen.
Okay, and finally Nathan, Nate Dogg. tell us all, what is in your basement, attic, cellar, or den?
I'm really sorry. I got a little confused when you said den.
How could you possibly get confused?
Well, you know how those fierce animals kind of live in dens?
Wait, what was that?
Well, that's the wolf I brought in, because I thought you meant, you know,
brought in a wolf
from a den, like a wolf's den.
Oh. Oh.
Jesus, it's biting the hooker!
Oh, God!
David, watch out!
The immense power and potentially dangerous attributes of the wolf were obvious. For the good of humanity, Radio's Nathan Sherrard vowed never to bring his wolf back to Radio Adelaide. However, the wolf proved more cunning than first thought, as this piece of brain damage footage, recorded a mere 1 week later, clearly demonstrates.
Nathan!
Yes.
Nate?
Yes.
If I may. What did you bring in? I alluded to something you brought in, but tell us all officially, what did you bring in? What is in your basement, attic, cellar, den, or closet?
I've brought my actual closet.
Oh,
wow.
That's what, how, God, how did you get that here?
Oh, it wasn't easy. I hired a trailer, I hired a car, I hired a driver and a hitman, but that was for fun.
I don't know, what's in the cupboard?
Oh, what's right. in the closet?
Okay, okay.
Why don't you open it up for
okay,
us, please?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, squeaky door.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What is in that closet?
Peekaboo.
What, hey, what is on. That?
Oh, it's a wolf again?
Yeah.
A wolf. Oh, God. Oh. I thought we killed it last week.
It's gnawing my leg off.
It became apparent that there was no stopping the wolf. It had become a media whore and would stop at nothing to kill and be on the radio. So the four wise hosts of Brain Damage came up with a compromise. They agreed to allow Nathan's wolf to come along to the radio station. However, the wolf was to remain in the Radio Adelaide foyer at all times, well out of reach of the on-air studio and its human broadcaster inhabitants. Yet once again, the hosts of Brain Damage underestimated the determination, ingenuity, and sheer brute strength of Nathan's wolf.
Still with the dead hookers?
Yeah.
Well, what a way to cap off this basement-related saga.
Oh, it could have been worse. I could have brought in my wolf again.
And we're all glad you didn't.
Yeah. Well, I told Nate to leave it out in the foyer behind this sturdy, unbreakable, double-paned, soundproof...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God!
He's in the studio! Wolf is here, Wolf!
Oh, God!
Oh,
God.
It was at that point that the Brain Damage crew decided to destroy the wolf before it caused any serious loss of life or, more importantly, loss of confidence in the Australian entertainment industry. However, when they went to finish the wolf off once and for all, they discovered the wolf had disappeared. Nobody knew exactly what happened to the wolf after that. David M. Green, now host of Radio Adelaide's comedy show David M. Green's Summer Powwow, was one of the original hosts of Brain Damage and was present on that day. I asked him what he thought happened to Nathan's wolf.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, well, what about you, legendary Australian television personality Sean McAuliffe?
And so the wolf continued to feed on the popular hosts of Brain Damage long into the night, thanks in part to its years of mistreatment being forced to operate the panel for the Friday night comedy show. However, our story doesn't end there. The wolf, or Toby as he came to be known, later successfully applied for a vacancy on Radio Adelaide's drive time program, The Range. Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights panelling Brain Damage, Toby synthesised a medley of ultrasonic hypnotic tones, which he then used to infiltrate and control the minds of all those who listened. With thousands and thousands of ordinary citizens under Toby's command, Toby's broadcasting power grew and grew. He went regional, national, international, and finally, he was rivaling Howard Stern for world radio supremacy. Then, on October the 17th, 2018, the bombs rained down. Nobody knows who struck first. But what nobody doesn't know is that Toby was really... What nobody doesn't know... Nobody does not know. That's right. Is that right? Does that mean that everybody knows? I don't know. Who cares? I'm not getting paid for this. Look, it's a freebie, isn't it?
Well, dear listener, I can verify that Mr. McAuliffe's testimony is incorrect. The wolf's name was not Toby, amongst other things. Don't go away. The story of Nathan's wolf will conclude in a moment.
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM.
It seemed the world would never know what truly happened to Nathan Sherrard's wolf. However, our crack team of investigators led by me, David Legg, have managed to piece together the wolf's journey since May 2007, which we will reveal to you right now. Several weeks after the wolf's last appearance on Radio Adelaide, there were various reports that a creature of wolf-like appearance was seen wandering around the offices of SBS World News Australia, which helps explain this extraordinary piece of footage from mid-2007.
Qantas is to seek compensation from Boeing following news that worldwide deliveries of the keenly awaited 787 Dreamliner will be delayed until at least the end of next year. The first of 15 aircraft on order for its subsidiary Jetstar was due to arrive next August, but will...
Evidently unsatisfied with the stale culture of government-funded media, The Wolf attempted to break into the commercial primetime spotlight via the same means as every other no-talent hack, by auditioning for Australian Idol.
You gotta get out more, mate. Seriously. There's a whole world out there with these things with long hair and pointy, bulgy bits called girls, you know? And I think you've really gotta get out of your bedroom a bit, you know?
Dude, that was awesome. That was awesome, man. I don't know how you're gonna go on the Lennon McCartney tribute. That's the problem. I think you're fabulous. I just, you know.
That's great to get all those sounds out of one body. You're more than welcome. You did a great job, and I think you have a future, not as Australian Idol. You have a future, and you pursue that future.
It's sound effects.
Yes, it's fantastic. It really is.
However, the judge's rejection took a hard toll on the Wolf's self-esteem, which was particularly evident when, in September 2007, during an appearance as a contestant on the Channel 9 game show Temptation, the Wolf attacked co-host Lavinia Nixon, ripping out her voice box.
Biggest ever week on Temptation.
Jeff is up to night six. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm really good.
Our champ is looking good.
He's looking at the $1 million, Ed.
Well, he's getting up around there, I think, if he keeps buying stuff in the gift shop and doing so well in these top tens at the end of the game. So
he's looking at the $1 million, Ed.
Good luck, champ.
Thank you.
You're flying. It's the start of a brand new week and some brand new contestants coming up.
Absolutely, our first.
Fortunately, the lack of voice box wasn't enough to prevent Lavinia Nixon from her Channel 9 commitments, as well as embarking on a solo vocal performance career. The Wolf's fate, however, was much less fortunate. Nobody knows for certain, but it is believed that the Wolf fled the country and sought refuge in the United States. Various reports from the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and numerous Wikipedia articles indicate that the Wolf changed his identity and adopted the name of Rusty Alderberg to avoid the authorities. While living in Southern California and working part-time in a diner with abundant booth seating, Rusty the Wolf began an affair with a young lady named Amy Jefferson. As their love grew, the young couple wanted to declare to the world their dark secret, and so chose the only appropriate American forum to do so, the Jerry Springer Show.
Thank you. Today, transsexuals and their loved ones face off.
Nutty as hell.
You're damn right, because that's how you get third.
Now, Amy, you have a friend, Rusty. Let's now welcome him to the show. Here is Rusty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rusty. What's
up, tough guy? What's up, tough guy?
It is now with great pleasure that I reveal to you, for the very first time, the true fate of Nathan Sherrard's wolf, Rusty. Despite the numerous fatalities on the show that day, Rusty the Wolf's impressive abilities gained the attention of Jerry Springer himself, and Mr. Springer promptly arranged for all charges to be dropped. Furthermore, the Wolf finally achieved his dream of making a career attacking people and being on television when he was given a job at the Jerry Springer Show as a member of the security team, a position the Wolf still holds to this day, even though there is speculation as to whether or not the show remains on the air. And that is the story of Nathan Sherrard's wolf, surely one of the greatest quadrupeds to ever grace the shadowed corridors of Radio Adelaide. Until next time, I'm David Legg. Good night.
Well, that explains everything. But right now it's time for a segment invented by me on a previous show and that has since been following me around from show to show, haunting my every move. I guess I can't escape the rampant sexism in this so-called equality-embracing society of ours. Yes, that's right, it's time for That's Sexist.
I love little girls.
That's sexist! That's sexist!
Oh, God, people really hate this segment. Yes, that segment. Yes, that's sexist. The segment where we, the hosts, and you, the listener, act in ways expected of our various roles in these positions. Hi, I'm David M. Green, and in this segment, we go out and about and take note of the various aspects of our society that prove that it is still a sexist world out there. Tonight's first sexist example. Planet Earth.
That's sexist!
What's that you say? Lazy writing? It's the whole damn planet. How can you go wrong? Well, firstly, astute observation. I used all my good material in the earlier segments. And secondly, you fail to take into account what lies beneath the Earth's surface. Go directly downwards into the ground about 400 kilometers, and you come into contact with the mantle.
That's sexist!
What? The mantle?
That's sexist!
What? No, womantle? Absolutely appalling. Who in their right mind, assuming it was a man, would discover a vast, fiery void of magnesium and silicon, the origins of which helped to explain millions of deaths in violent volcanic eruptions, and not have the common courtesy to name the discovery after their wife? Especially if she had silicon breast implants.
That's sexist!
My turn?
Yes, Nick.
That was an abhorrent example, David.
Mm.
Abhorrent. But get this.
All right.
This is a classic. You want to know what's sexist? The Michelin Man.
That's sexist!
Yes. Ah, yes, my old pal, the Michelin Man. One of the most enduring corporate logos since its inception in 1898. Don't believe me? Check Wikipedia. I know you have, David.
But wait. Oh my God!
The Michelin Man? Well, where's the Michelin Woman? Not even a Michelin Girl. Or, even better, best yet, a Michelin Wife. Why, who cooked dinner for the Michelin Man? Who washes socks and performs sexual acts upon him when he gets home from a long day rendering rubber at the tire factory? That's sexist!
That's sexist!
Appalling. Nathan, what did you discover about this so-called non-sexist society of ours?
I had a long, hard think about this.
Mm.
I was thinking, a gorgeous body on a pair of long stems with lovely lady lumps.
That's sexist!
That is extremely sexist, Nathan. Mm. I know it's sexist, but explain exactly why it's sexist.
Sexist?
Yeah.
I thought you said sexy. Like sexy.
No.
Oh.
No, that's sexist.
That's embarrassing.
Right. All right, you reckon you'll be able to participate again when we go back round to you?
I think so, yes.
Okay, all right then. The next example of our so-called non-sexist society, email.
That's sexist!
Yes, that's right, email. Sure, it may be the most convenient form of communication since the advent of semaphore flag signalling, but at what cost, people? By definition, email's a man's world. A word. I might have said that. I put it to you, the listener, to start using the term e-female next time you choose. And use the internet to pay your car registration via the said internet. Alternatively, we could do more to balance out the inequality by making the rest of our online society more feminine. And we could start by removing all male nude photographs. Nobody wants to see that filth, especially me and some of my friends. Furthermore, all online photographs of women who are not nude should also be removed. Why? Because...
That's sexist!
Nick.
Certainly is. Alright, I've got a good one right here.
Alright.
You want to know what's sexist?
I do.
Radio's favourite son, David M. Green.
That's sexist!
Why, you ask? All right, let's just do a quick survey of people in the room. David M. Green?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I'm a man.
Nathan Sherrard?
Yes, he's sexist.
Well, Nathan says so. Clearly, I am a man, which means that 3/3 of the members in this room are indeed of the masculine variety.
That's sexist!
Joke's on us.
Oh, I guess so. Well noticed. I have to retool the show. Nathan!
All right, after regrouping with myself, I have come up with a very good one, I think.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Justin Timberlake.
That's sexist!
Ooh.
He's pretty sexy.
No. Right.
What?
Tonight's final example of our pure sexist sexism society. Penelope Cruz.
That's sexist!
Penelope Cruz. What's sexist about her? Well, if you take the first three letters of her name, then use the accent from the second E and put it on top of the R from Cruz to make an I, and then change the Z to an S and remove all the other letters, you get the word penis.
That's sexist!
Oh, you better believe that's sexist! Female Spanish actresses toting male phallic appendages conveniently concealed and hidden within their own names for easy access for God knows what! It's a bit of a stretch, I know, but all the same...
That's sexist!
And thus concludes That Sexist here on Pow Wow. Join us next time for our next sexy sexist sexism sexology sex experiment. I've been waiting
for a girl. That's sexist! Love and will survive. That's sexist! To come into my life. That's sexist.
You're listening to Pow Wow.
Ow.
Now with even less censorship. That ought to teach that program director. Pow Wow.
What's going on in there?
Nothing much. We were listening to, death metal.
All right, as long as it's not that heathen jazz music.
Is he gone?
I think so.
Jazz on the Terrace. It's far more radical than previously believed. Every weekday at noon, only on Radio Adelaide.
Hey, you cool summer partygoers. Everybody's talking about Adam. Oh, what's that? You don't believe me? Well, don't take my word for it. Listen to these testimonials.
What are your thoughts on this Adam promo we've been flogging here on Killing Time?
Oh, it's sexy stuff.
It is the most anticipated new show coming up this summer on Radio Adelaide.
You heard them. Listen to Adam on Radio Adelaide this summer. Absolutely sensational.
Hi, you're listening to Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I'm David M. Green with Nick Godfrey and
Nathan Sherrard.
And just earlier there, we heard Yazoo, or Yaz, if you're from America, they changed their name, with Don't Go from one of their two albums that they put out. That was a promo for Adam. Nick, have you heard Adam?
What a show.
What a show. I concur.
It is reinventing radio.
Nathan. Or should I say...
Nathan Sherrard.
Have you heard Adam?
Yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah?
Yes.
Now, I got news. I hear that, I've heard from Adam himself.
Oh, my God!
Bit of a delay. I'll fix that up for the podcast. But, Adam, I am going to be a guest on Adam at some point in the future.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pow. Wow.
Exactly. Nick, I believe you've got something you're contractually required to play.
Oh, I'm just saying it because I'm passionate about this.
Is it about...
Nathan Sherrard?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It's about you, the listener. That's right, you.
All right.
Not you, David.
Oh, sorry.
I'm talking to the listener.
Right. Nathan Sherrard.
You're not talking to him either.
Me?
Think radio just comes out of thin air? Wrong! Couldn't be wronger. It takes an army of dedicated volunteers and your subscriber dollars to make it happen.
Oh, no. My God!
That's right. That's right, David. And I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you, the listener. Sure, we've been around for as long as you can remember, but don't take it for granted. Support Radio Adelaide by subscribing. It's only $52 for 26 concessions. What are you doing? What are you doing?
But right now, an audio montage comprising a nostalgic look back at some of the better times, obviously that's not one of them, here at Radio Adelaide in the year that was 2007. Sorry, that was probably a little too nostalgic even for the Radio Adelaide computer system to handle.
This is the sweetest victory of all.
I don't know why that keeps doing that. Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
You're here on this show.
So you've told me.
What are your plans? You got something planned for New Year's Eve?
I'm going to get a screwdriver, some alcohol. I'm going to try and dig this chip out of my brain.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You don't want that in there.
I keep killing people with lasers. I'm not even trying to.
Have you got bugs under your skin as well?
Oh, you better believe it. Electronic nanites.
What about you, Nathan?
I'm probably going to sleep.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm. Yeah.
I need some sleep. I haven't done it in 30 years.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I'm not even that old.
Well, may I extend my thank yous to each of you?
If you want.
To you, Nick, and to you,
Nathan Sherrard.
That is my name, kind of.
Thank you very much for accompanying me here on accompanying me to Powwow tonight. I appreciate it, and we've had some good times this year. And thank you both very much for all of the good times.
It's been a pleasure.
But for those of you who are interested, I'll be back here next week for more Powwow Wednesday evening, 11 p.m. here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Up next is Black Market Radio, punk, hardcore, ska, other. It's been quite a year for me here on Radio Adelaide, and in this time of festive rejoice and seasonal coming together, if there's one thing I've learnt that I feel I should pass on to you, the listener, it's don't trust anybody, because people are idiots, every single one of them. However, I can't talk now, they're all around me. I'm David M. Green, good night.
Just a fool's paradise. It's 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 just a fool's paradise. Anyhow.